In today's specialty crop news, it's also that time of year for walnut growers to be monitoring for cottling moth, and some updates on mating disruption might make the practice a little more feasible for growers. Early March is the time for walnut growers to start monitoring for cottling moth, among other pests.
We know that we need to get our traps and if using mating disruptants, get those out there, in early March. So time's a ticking. So it's time to get those traps out and start monitoring that population now.
Area Integrated Pest Management Advisor Emily Sims says mating disruption is proving to be beneficial in many management systems. But she says many growers didn't want to add the high cost of the practice to their expenses. However, a recent change might make it more feasible for growers.
Industry has really responded to concerns over mating disruption being a costly practice. And so several companies have gone out, and what's available now are reduced rates, so 50% load rate in the can, as well as shortened release intervals. So there are 12-hour release interval products available, as well as 7-hour release products available this year. And the effectiveness is the same as the older products. And so all of these have driven the population or the prices down, these have driven the prices down while maintaining efficacy. And this is in particular for the aerosol products. So our misters, our puffers.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.